For NHS staff and essential workers. The idea comes from the National Association of Flower Arrangement Societies. They've been decorated in green to symbolise renewal and blue for the NHS. Pauline Foster is from Morton and she's been making them and joins me on the line now. Pauline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So this is a great idea. So you've got people putting these floral displays on their doors then, have you?
Yes, and it seems to be catching on. We think it's a lovely idea and something that most people can get involved in.
So where do you start with something like this? You've got to create a structure to add the flowers to, have you?
Yes, you have. And I mean, at the moment, it's quite difficult to lay hands on things. So you can use something like a metal coat hanger or maybe a piece of tubing into a circle and then bind it round with foliage and add flowers and various ribbons and accessories to it.
And I was having a look around my garden the other day, and there's plenty in the garden, so we can use that as our basis for making up this display, can't we?
Yes, that's right. Unfortunately, at the moment, there are quite a lot of blue flowers in my garden, so I've used blue bells and blue periwinkle and some green hellebores. So these just need to be attached around the circle and add a few ribbons. And it certainly caught on in my village. You know, neighbours see it and then someone else wants to have a go, which is great.
Well, it's lovely because people have got a bit more time if they're not working at the moment. They've got extra time at home. And it's nice to take up a new craft and interest, isn't it?
Well, it is. I'm finding that people are saying they've had a go and really enjoyed it because it's a relaxing thing to do as well. And people feel that they're making a gesture for the NHS, which is admirable, isn't it?
And what about sort of refreshing it? Is it a good thing every couple of days? Do you have to just check and make sure that they're still looking as fresh as when you put them in?
Well, if you're using things like conifer and ivy and so on, it will last for a long time. And I did mine over a week ago. And I've just refreshed the bluebells today and put extra little pieces on it. But if people don't have tubes to put the flowers in, you can wrap it in damp cotton wool or something like that and just hide it under the greenery. So being outdoors, it will keep quite damp and fresh.
Yeah, it'd be lovely to have them up for VE Day on Friday as well, won't it?
Yes, it will, and I hope people will have a go. I've had lots of reports from people who have tried it. One lady hung one on her husband's shop door and she said many of the customers have been quite inspired. So that's a good thing to get people doing it, really.
Probably want to go in and buy one. Wondered if they were going to sell them.
Well, that's a possibility.
What I'm also finding, I did mention this the other day on the radio, I think the bluebells this year are smelling even stronger. I don't know what you've noticed.
Well, I think all the flowers are. My neighbour's got some lilac out and I can really smell it more than I have any other year. So I think it's probably that the air is clearer.
Yeah, it's not just distracted by exhaust fumes or anything. We're actually smelling the real nature, the real flowers as they come out, aren't we?
That's right. And now that I've got more time, I'm seeing the flowers do develop day by day, which I've never had time to do before.
The lovely thing about making a flower arrangement, either to hang on the door or to have indoors from your garden, is it changes with the seasons, as the garden does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, and you can use very simple things and get, you know, a striking result from it. A neighbour of mine didn't have anything to make a ring, so she's used a heart shape, wicker shape, that she would normally have hung indoors. So she's now got it on her front door and it looks quite spectacular, really.
Fantastic. Look, I hope lots of other people take up the idea, but certainly it's a popular thing in Morton, is it, at the moment?
Morton, yes.
Oh, Morton, yeah.
Yes, it is. And I hope it will be elsewhere, that people will just have a go. And apart from that, it's to make the gesture for the NHS. And I hope that the nurses and the carers and so on have a look at them and appreciate them.
Lovely. Great talking to you, Pauline. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. If you'd like to get in touch with something you're doing in your local community, 08000 665 949 is the number to call.